FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Financial Survival Network is brought to you today by Orin Resources, a junior exploration company with the appetite of a major. It's hot on the trail of the next globally significant discovery, creating enormous potential upside for you, the shareholder. Orin is one of the most aggressive exploration companies pursuing high-grade, scalable gold and copper deposits and has a premier seven-project portfolio, including its two flagships, Committee Bay in the Arctic and Sombrero in Peru. Orin's unparalleled technical team and highly experienced management has a history of success in advancing and monetizing exploration assets. No wonder Orin's been called one of the best in the junior exploration sector. Orin trades on the TSX and the NYSE under AUG. To learn more, go to orinresources.com. That's AURYNResources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 4/23/19. Well, trying to reason with a socialist or a liberal, it's the equivalent of what Dr. Johnson said about second marriages, the triumph of hope over experience. And someone who's been trying to talk to them for years now, but has met with about the same success as have I, is our good friend Karen Kataline, and you find her at karenkataline.com, K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Hey, as always, questions for Karen, myself, feedback on the show, anything else you want to talk about, the economy, your pocketbook, we love to hear it. Email kl@kerrylutz.com. So Karen, hey, welcome back to the show, and trying to talk sense to a liberal. I think there's a brick wall here that I'd much rather bang my head against.
No, it's better if we try to pump up conservatives to figure out how to defeat them. That's what we have to do at this point, because some of them can't be reasoned with. And the ones that can, we got to be tough and strong and relentless like our president. We just find our own style. We're not going to have his style. But, generally speaking, Republicans are a little too nice, especially in the current climate.
Well, we can't.
Except for when they go after each other, then they're not necessarily so nice.
Well, you mean like
Knut, but that's another story.
Like Knut the loser Romney going after Trump
exactly.
About the man, he's such a Boy Scout. I love it. And like what Trump said, if he'd spent all as much energy going after Obama, he would have been president. So yeah.
My pet peeve is when people call Mitt Romney a nice guy. He's not a nice guy. He's proven and shown that he's not a nice guy. He's a disingenuous guy who is a globalist from way back. And he seems to be trying to channel John McCain. It's ugly. So it's just another, add that to the list of enemies that Trump has and has the biff pow squash that he's done with his opponents. You know, it's like Batman. He just keeps on squishing them. God willing, he'll continue. We just got to give him some extra support.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's doing okay on his own here, but yeah, you can never get too much support. So this whole socialist thing, I can't believe that we're even discussing it. We spent the Cold War fighting it throughout history. Socialism has always failed. I can't think of one instance where it succeeded. Can you?
No. And it just seems as if every generation has to learn the same lessons over and over again. This being the Holy Week or 8 days of Passover, you have time to indulge me for a little story in the Passover Haggadah, the story of the Exodus of the Jewish people. In the end of the Haggadah, it says, somewhere, it says that every generation of Jews will face annihilation. And it seems as if every generation of Americans, because after all, we're all about freedom. That's what America stands for. Freedom, liberty, individual responsibility, has to learn about authoritarianism and dictatorship. And unfortunately, the left has been engaged in indoctrinating kids to unlearn what we should have been teaching them all along and what we learned in school, albeit a little bit mild. And so we got our work cut out for us. Well, I'm relatively optimistic. I think we can do it in the age of social media. You can turn opinions around rather quickly.
Hey, and I've got a little quote here for you.
Get our job. Yeah.
I got a little quote here for you, adapted from Love. The original quote is, "The heart has its reasons, of which reason knows nothing." Well, I would substitute the heart for socialism, and socialism has its reasons, of which reason knows nothing, right? It's a failed system.
Yeah.
I will accept there's an argument to be made that modern democracy is teetering and in many respects has failed over the past 20 or 30 years. I'll definitely accept that. But I won't accept that capitalism has failed. Capitalism, where it's allowed to flourish in its most purest forms, almost always succeeds. And we have many, many instances throughout history of that being the case.
Well, as you well know, we're not a democracy. And we've lost a lot of our free markets because the left continues to march towards socialism. And they don't just talk about it. And now they're admitting it, many of them, the younger generation, too stupid or naive to lie about it. So I think that's a good thing generally. But we're not a democracy. We're a republic. And part of their plan to dismantle our country and dismantle the greatness of America is to pull apart that republic, to pull apart the separation of powers, and try to continually move towards central planning and authoritarianism. This is not America when they do that. And a lot of us are still asleep, not us, not your listeners, not you and me, but a lot of people are still asleep about the ways in which they're doing that.
Very, very true. And it's done in very sneaky ways because it's a complete avoidance of the facts. For instance, the crash of 08 and 09, they blame it on capitalism. But the fact is we haven't had capitalism in this country for many, many years. There's so many factors involved in that crash, many of them dealing with government, the role of government, and the abuse of the role of government. We could go on, but the Community Reinvestment Act, artificially low interest rates, et cetera, et cetera. You could go down the list. You know it as well as I do. And yet, the way that the left excels is by never actually getting into a discussion, a debate, over the true facts.
Yeah, and they never admit responsibility or culpability for anything. I mean, look at them. They cause the problem, and then they blame their opponents for the problem and say, "Oh, I know how to fix that. More government."
Mm-hmm.
That's what they always do. I was sort of going to mention, and I know you were going to too, my recent article in Western Journal called "Imposing Socialism on America, One State at a Time." The sneaky thing they're doing now is they have nationally backed huge money and these special interest groups. And what are they doing? They're running these bills, these outrageous bills that are pure socialism in their intent, in friendly Democrat state legislatures and building their constituency there. It's very, very evil. And a lot of Republicans nationwide don't know that this is happening if they live in a somewhat friendly Republican state, they don't know it's happening, but it's going to, you know, hit them on the head like an anvil, because socialists are never content with just a few states. They're going to force these ideas on America, as I said in Western Journal, one state at a time. Mm-hmm. That's why I wrote it, was so that hopefully a national audience could, you know, be on alert for what it is that's going on. Things like the red flag bill, which is incredibly evil, whichever one you want to talk about, you let me know which one you want to talk about. But there are a lot of them out there.
Yeah, I think we talked about that previously. So let's just say that we know these red flag bills are pernicious, and their ultimate goal is to eliminate the Second Amendment. So we know that, that's for sure. But how do we fight this?
Well, the canary in the mine shaft, at least one of them, a state that used to be purple, and before that, I hate using those colors because the left should be red, really. Absolutely. But, you know, the media told us what colors to use, and we went with it, which we shouldn't have done. Nonetheless, Colorado was a well-known swing state. But in the last election, in the midterms, 2018, they lost all elected power, from the state legislature, both houses, to the governor's mansion. All of it was lost. So if you want to see, as I put in that piece, leftist nirvana, just look at, forgive me, I have a leaf blower out here. You might hear a little bit of a buzz in the background. I apologize.
We're pretty good.
You want to see what, it's a beautiful day. It's spring in Colorado, in northern Colorado. If you want to see what the leftist nirvana looks like, just look at the kind of stuff they're passing. They're not just running it, they're passing it with not enough Republican votes to stop it. Things like forced sex education with no opt-out for parents, where they teach LGBTQ XYZ sex practices to grade schoolers. Now, you know, granted, sex education in public school as it is and charter schools are bad enough, because who agrees on how to teach it? I would so much prefer if parents would teach it. The public schools do a lousy, rotten job of teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. We don't want them teaching sex. But now the left wants to teach and indoctrinate kids about transgenderism and all kinds of crazy sex practices. And they want to include abortion in the discussions about birth control. They're teaching grade schoolers about birth control. This is outrageous. And guess who is funding this in a really big way? I'll bet you could guess.
Planned Parenthood or?
Planned Parenthood, tax-funded Planned Parenthood, one of the great money laundering organizations where they take tax dollars, they funnel them back into Democrat organizations and into disgusting sex education in the public schools. It's, you know, it's quite a scheme that they've got going. So yes, Planned Parenthood, you can even go to their website and find out which states have been co-opted into passing this. And the problem is it's forced. Parents don't even get to opt out. It's very obvious what they're trying to do. They're trying to indoctrinate. Remember when what we used to call the radical right or the hard right used to say, oh, the reason we don't want to accept gays is that they're just going to try and indoctrinate and try to push people into their lifestyle. And, you know, modern thinkers like myself, and I never had a problem with whatever someone does in their bedroom, as long as there's an adult and they're over 21 and they're at the age of consent, and who they're doing it with is consenting as well. And yet this is exactly what they're doing. They are teaching. They are indoctrinating people into gender dysphoria. So that's only one of the many examples of things that they're doing to impose socialism on America, one state at a time. Would you like to hear another one?
Sure, why not?
the national popular vote. Now, this is the purview, ought to be, and is, of the U.S. Congress, right?
And the Constitution.
The left has been pushing getting rid of the Electoral College forever. They only do it because they think they could win better with the popular vote. Well, we don't have a popular vote, as I'm sure your listeners and you understand. The Electoral College was an integral part of making sure that little states didn't get gobbled up and pushed around by big states, and that a state was a sovereign entity. We're the United States of America, not, the national state of America. And so a state like Colorado gets gobbled up by New York and California, which, oh, by the way, just happened to be Democrat-dominated states.
Sure,
so what are they going to do?
Purely a coincidence.
Yeah,
No,
you shouldn't think anything negative about, we're being so sarcastic here. Yeah. So what they're doing is they're putting together this national pact, which is just outrageous, to get as many states, all of them, most of them Democrat states, with however many Electoral College votes they have, to agree through legislatures to go whichever way the popular vote goes. So if you're in a flyover state like Colorado, your vote for president doesn't matter at all because it's going to go to the big states like California and New York, regardless of what you do. So the outrage is that our hard, progressive, leftist governor, Jared Polis, got voted into office fair and square by people in Colorado who voted for him. And now what was one of the first things he did, he already passed it. He signed a law by the legislature that Colorado voters don't get to vote for president. Their vote doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Now, talk about irony. There's one. I could go into more detail, but I don't want to put your listeners to sleep.
Yeah,
that's the
I
gist of it. And they're trying to push this in every state in the union. And when they get to a 270, which, by the way, just happens to be the number of electoral votes required to win the presidency, they claim they will have abolished the electoral college. I beg to differ. I don't think they will. But this shows you how authoritarian the left has become now. It's no longer we're going to try to persuade you. It's we're going to force you. As much as we can force you, we're going to force you. And that's not America.
Definitely. You have a point there. A little scary, the things that they're trying to pull. And all of the leading Democratic candidates for president also want to dispense with the Electoral College.
Because they think they'll win that way.
I
contend that if for 1 second the left thought that they could win by keeping the Electoral College and stop talking about the national popular vote, they'd be all for the Electoral College.
For sure.
Duh.
For sure. So where does this leave us here, Karen? Thinking critical people, what are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? Yes, well, Colorado is a perfect example of a state that currently has no legislative power, and yet these citizens of Colorado have been blindsided by all of this that's going on because the left and the Democrats and all the people in the legislature did not run on any of these things. They didn't say, oh, by the way, when I get in office, I'm going to take away your right to vote for president. By the way, I'm going to shut down all oil and gas production in Colorado. One of the biggest industries in Colorado that provides tons of jobs and livelihoods all over Colorado and keeps downtown Denver rented in some of the biggest office buildings. They're going to try and force a recession in one of the great economies currently. They're just doing one thing after another. Everything you can think of, they're doing. Well, there are resistance-type fledgling groups cropping up on all these issues. There was such an outcry for this thing called, I don't know if we've talked about it, you and I, but it's just outrageous. Everything they're doing is outrageous, called safe injection sites.
Oh, those are
which
great.
It's supposed to allow IV drug users to defy federal law and go into a place under medical supervision and shoot up drugs. And if they OD and a nice little medical supervisor is there and administers Narcan, they've saved their life. Now, if they OD right outside the building or in an alleyway nearby, then of course, you know, that doesn't count. I mean, this is insanity. It enables drug use. It destroys neighborhoods. There was such an outcry on a local talk radio station that they had to table this until next year, which they will try to pass again because it's backed by George Soros and his enormous money. And you have to ask yourself, what possible good comes from enabling drug use into cities? Well, George Soros doesn't have any love for this country. Nonetheless, to answer your question, people are fighting back even if they don't have legislative votes. They're doing so by doing recalls. Even Jared Polis himself is under recall now. It'll be difficult to succeed because some ungodly number of signatures is required, 600,000 plus. But a lot of these legislators who made this happen are being recalled, and the public is up in arms in Colorado.
For good reason.
So there's your answer. You can always fight back, and you should never give up when it has to do with a righteous cause like liberty and the liberty of your children's future.
Agreed there. Hey,
if I said that right.
Yep, you got it. Yep. So you got a podcast. Where do we find you at?
You can find my podcast, op-eds, blog posts, you name it, more than you want to know about me, at KarenCataline.com. I do a show every week on Tuesdays, Spouting Off, and all you got to do is go to my website, KarenCataline.com, and click on that at showtime, which is 2 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Eastern. My op-eds, blog posts, the latest one I was talking about, Western Journal, is up there on the front page, and the archives are there. I would love to hear from people on Twitter, Facebook, and as I like to say, that is as much social media as I care to do.
All right. Hey, well, we'll be sure to check you out. Make sure you check out Karen.
Thanks.
At KarenCataline.com. Hey, and as always, check out the site, Financial Survival Network. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Got one going out this week, I promise. And if you're listening to this on a podcast platform, or on YouTube, please subscribe, like, and share. It's the only way left that we can get ideas such as Karen's out there into the marketplace of ideas and actually start having debates and winning them. Karen, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on.
Always good to talk to you, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.